Stop taking ice baths, stop doing high intensity interval training, and stop doing intermittent fasting. Before I explain why, do me a favor. If you're listening to this on your favorite podcast platform, leave us a review, follow us. Easiest and simplest way to support Super Athlete Radio, and it's totally free. And if you're watching this on YouTube, hit the subscribe button below. We are growing rapidly. And again, the more growth we get, the more world-class coaches that we bring on with the sole intention to have them provide insight and knowledge to make you better. Unlock your potential, dominate your industry, dominate your life. And again, that's what we're trying to do here at Super Athlete, is we're trying to get you to apply every biological advantage possible to be able to thrive, level up, and get accomplished beyond what you thought was possible. And that's like a perfect intro to the topic I want to discuss today. Is so many of you guys are doing so many things right. And I want to commend you for that. And I want to celebrate that. And also, I just also want to really reiterate the importance of utilizing data and having a coach to be able to work with you to analyze that data and see why it works. And I want to give you an example. So one of our high ticket clients here at Super Athlete, they're in our higher end program. They are a high-level entrepreneur, dedicated to their health, dedicated to being their best selves, dedicated to doing all the little things to be at their best, at their work, in their training, and at home in their relationship, in his relationship with his wife and his kids. And in his latest blood panel, we saw that his hormones were jacked, way more jacked than they were than ever before. And I asked him, I was like, what are you doing? And it turns out the cause of this was he was doing too many good things. So he was doing intermittent fasting in the morning. He would stop eating at 4 p.m. So by the time he would wake up the following day, and upon waking up, he wouldn't eat anything. He'd just drink water. And then he'd go directly into a high intensity interval training workout. And then he would follow that with a cold plunge, an ice bath. And why these are all good in themselves, they are all hormetic stressors. And because of that, in his particular case, having them on top of each other, just and doing it in the morning when our cortisol is at the highest anyway, just created too much of a stack for his body to handle. And because of that, it was not an effective use of his time, his ability to improve, the health, all the specific outcomes that he wanted, he was not achieving. And it's because he was doing too much good stuff. Because when you think about what hormetic stress is, this goes way back in evolutionary theory, evolutionary biology. Hormetic stress has been a huge piece in terms of how we've evolved over tens of thousands of years. Our body gets a stress, a manageable stress that it can handle. And then upon getting that stress, it says, oh, hey, you know, I see what's coming on here. It's going to probably come back again. I don't want to have this happen again. So I want to become more strong, become more resilient, get stronger, and in turn be able to handle whenever that stressor comes again. So sauna, hormetic stressor, drinking herbal teas and adaptogens, I'm a huge fan of. Those are herbal stressors. Exercise, specifically challenging workouts like high intensity interval training. Those are hormetic stressors. Intermittent fasting, it's a hormetic stressor, right? What is one of the big benefits of intermittent fasting is our body goes into survival mode saying, hey, you know, I don't know when we're going to get food again. We need to clean up and get everything dialed in because we don't know when the next meal is coming. So our healthy cells start to eat our unhealthy cells, but it is a hormetic stressor. So by breaking those things up throughout the day, our client was able to get his hormones optimized. And I just want to reiterate the fact, guys, we live in a very special time in human history. I want to say this again and again. This is the first time ever where you could have a set of coaches working for you, just like the world's best athletes, just like the world's best performers, at a super low cost. This is the first time ever where you can have your blood work, your genes tested, your being able to check your heart rate variability, which is a sign of stress, at a super low cost and access to. So you want to take advantage of this. And especially for those who really are trying to become the best version of themselves, get strong, feel their best, look their best, perform their best, then you want to use data and you want to have a coach. Because if not, you're still kind of playing roulette. Yes, intermittent fasting is going to work for most people. Yes, high-intensity interval training is going to work for most people. Yes, cold plunge is going to work for most people. But these are all hormetic stressors. So by doing too much of it, then you are going to cause too much stress on the body, which the body is not going to be able to bounce back from. And it defeats the entire purpose of what you're doing. While at the same time, you want to make sure that you're doing enough to cause that training effect on the body to be able to respond and come back more resilient and stronger and more powerful. So I just want to shoot this today really quickly just to share a customer story, and then just also really share with you guys just the importance of, yes, when you see all this stuff, you know, that get excited about it. Get excited about intermittent fasting. Get excited about high-intensity interval training. Get excited about cold plunges. All these things are great, but understand that they're putting hormetic stressors on the body, and the body is going to have to be able to dip down and then ideally recover from that. And when you put too many of them together, then it's going to not be able to. In this case, his hormones got jacked because of it. So I just want to share this with you quickly, so because I feel like it's some tactical wisdom that you can apply today. Hope you found it helpful. And we'll see you guys at the next episode of Super Athlete Radio.